Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello everyone, and welcome back as we take a step into another dark realm. Firstly, a huge thank you to everyone for your positive words and encouragement regarding this new venture. I do appreciate that for some people, it's a bit too out of character for what we do here on the show. That said, I do spend a lot of time trying to make it sound dark paranormally, which is definitely a word. But of course, this is just an extra show. We will always have our listener minisodes on a Wednesday, and of course our full dark paranormal experiences with you every Friday. So, if it's not for you, I do understand, but just skip it. As the show, and I hate using the following word, the brand of the dark paranormal evolves, as will things we do. And I've always wanted this show, the brand, again, not a fan of the word, to encompass things such as dark realms. Season 19, I'm hoping we're going to take that next step. But that's very much undercover at the moment. You guys know we've already made changes to Season 18, based on your feedback, and that little thing called Spotify Wrapped, where most of our listeners come from, has given me a wealth of data about people's listening habits. And I'm going to try and use that to make sure you get the best experience that you want for this show. But if at any point that changes, you simply let me know. It's your show. But I've said that enough times. Let's take a step into a dark realm. And today's dark realm is a place I've always feared, even though I've never been. Only through reading stories, seeing videos, seeing pictures, have been enough to send a chill down the spine. However, from where I live, the place is about 180 to 200 miles away and is about 3 hours' drive. Now, I appreciate our friends in the USA and other big, large places. They may do that to go and have a meal. However, there's a large perception difference in time spent to travel somewhere when you're in the UK. But again, that varies on what you do for a living. For example, my best friend travels the country on a daily basis, so a 3-hour drive is nothing to him. Whereas for me, it would definitely include a stayover somewhere in between. I'm not that confident of a driver. And in truth, I don't think I'd be making that much of a rushed effort to arrive at the place known as the Ancient Ram Inn. Tucked away in the quiet village of Wotton-under-Edge, Gloucestershire, sits the Ancient Ram Inn, a structure as unassuming as it is unnerving. With its sagging beams, creaking timbers, and ivy-choked facade, the inn looks every bit its age, nearly 1,000 years old, a full millennia. Yet the Ancient Ram Inn is no ordinary building. It's a place with that amount of time where history, legend, and something far, far darker converge. Known as one of England's most haunted places, the inn's sinister reputation stems from centuries of violence, tragedy, and even occult practices. Let's peel back the layers of time to explore the building's blood-soaked origins, chilling encounters, and the malevolent forces said to roam its shadowed halls. Built in 1145, during the construction of St. Mary's Church, the Ancient Ram Inn originally served as a dwelling for the masons and clergy. However, its location was anything but holy. The inn is believed to sit atop two converging ley lines. Ley lines being powerful earth energy paths revered in both pagan and mystical traditions. Some believe these ley lines connect directly to the ancient site Stonehenge, channeling a primal energy that both attracts and empowers spiritual activity. More disturbingly, the inn stands over what is believed to have been an ancient pagan burial ground. Excavations in the area have uncovered evidence of sacrificial ritual, including children's bones, tiny skeletons still clutching ritual daggers. The presence of such macabre relics hint at a time when blood offerings were made to appease or summon otherworldly forces. The confluence of these factors, the ley lines, the burial ground, the centuries of human habitation, seem to have turned the ancient Ram Inn into a spiritual nexus, a place where the very boundaries between our world and the supernatural are perilously thin. Over the centuries, the ancient Ram Inn has borne witness to unthinkable cruelty. During the Middle Ages, the inn served as a shelter for travellers and a place of respite for priests. But it also became a site of unimaginable tragedy. According to local legend, a young woman accused of witchcraft fled to the inn, seeking sanctuary, but was instead captured and subsequently burned alive on the grounds. The inn's blood-stained history extends to its time as a stopover for highwaymen and outlaws. It's said that many travellers who lodged at the ancient Ram Inn never checked out. Stories abound of unsuspecting guests who were robbed, murdered, and buried beneath the floorboards, their restless spirits now forever tethered to the place of their violent demise. The ancient Ram Inn is not haunted by a single entity, but more like a legion of spirits, each with its own dark tale. Paranormal investigators, mediums, and guests alike have all encountered a host of supernatural phenomena, going from fleeting shadows to malevolent forces that defy comprehension. Among the many spirits said to haunt the ancient Ram Inn, there are the spirits of children, whose cries can supposedly be heard echoing through the halls. Small hands grabbing the hands of unwitting residents. Then we have a succubus, the female equivalent of an incubus. She is said to terrorize male occupants in the bishop's room. And it's also in the bishop's room that one of the most frequently encountered spirits, an entity simply known as the Dark Presence, resides. Described as a shadowy, hooded figure with glowing red eyes, this entity is believed by many to be demonic in origin. Unlike the residual spirits of the inn, which seem tied to tragic events, the dark presence exudes a palpable malice, as if actively seeking to harm or terrify anyone who dares to intrude upon its domain. Accounts of encounters with the dark presence date back decades, reported not only by guests, but also paranormal investigators, mediums, and even skeptics who left the inn as believers. The intensity and consistency of these encounters set the dark presence apart from the other hauntings in the inn, with many experiencing physical manifestations of the dark presence's power. One of the most infamous incidents occurred when a male guest chose to spend the night in the bishop's room. According to his account, he woke in the middle of the night, unable to move or speak, as though an unseen force was pinning him to the bed. Struggling to breathe, he described the sensation as a crushing weight pressing down on his chest. He managed to turn his head and saw a shadowy figure at the foot of the bed, red eyes burning through the darkness. Terrified, the man regained his senses, fled the room, and abandoned his belongings, leaving the inn in just his nightclothes. The owner at the time, John Humphreys, confirmed the incident and claimed that similar experiences had been reported by multiple guests who'd stayed in the bishop's room. Let's take a quick break in proceedings to talk to you about the holiday season and the M word. Not mistletoe, money. Because food, decorations, presents, they don't come for free. And at this time of year, everyone knows to the last digit what is in their bank account. Well, I know I do anyway. And when I get my statement in January, I look and think, I didn't need to go out then. I didn't need to buy that. I didn't need to buy as many of those. And I kick myself and say, next year, you'll do something better with your money. And that was me rinse and repeat until last year when I actually did. Now, you'll have heard me talk about Acorns before, and there's a reason for it. Because Acorns make it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or just even your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to a dollar and automatically invest that spare change for you. So if you buy a coffee on the way to work, that's investing. And you can get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. The change I said I made last year, well, I looked at all the excess I would have spent and I invested it. And believe me, guys, that's why Acorns are so important. And I'll be doing the same this year, because when you look at your statement in January and you see you've invested money instead of wasting it, it's a great feeling. So head over to acorns.com/dark paranormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsements. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investment involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/dark paranormal. It was in the late 1990s that a well-known paranormal investigation team spent the night at the ancient Ram Inn. Using thermal imaging cameras and EMF meters, they sought to document evidence of the inn's hauntings. During their investigation in the bishop's room, one investigator reported feeling an intense chill before seeing a dark, hooded figure manifest near the corner of the room. The entity reportedly moved towards him before vanishing abruptly, leaving behind an overpowering smell of sulfur, a scent often associated with demonic activity. The team's equipment registered significant electromagnetic disturbances during the encounter, further validating the investigator's experience. Audio recordings captured faint growling sounds, ones that could be not attributed to any natural source. Former owner, John Humphreys, who lived at the ancient Ram Inn for over 50 years, would occasionally recount his own chilling encounters with the dark presence. Humphreys claimed he was frequently awoken in the dead of night by an overwhelming sense of dread, followed by the sight of the hooded figure looming over his bed. He described the figure as pure evil, radiating a malevolence that left him paralyzed with fear. On one occasion, Humphreys reported being dragged from his bed by an unseen force, leaving bruises on both of his arms. Arguably more terrifying than that, Humphreys also noted he would often find deep scratch marks on the walls and floors of the inn, particularly in rooms associated with the dark presence. Visitors have reported similar scratches appearing on their skin after spending time in the bishop's room, further fueling speculation about the entity's demonic origins. Paranormal experts, occult researchers, many psychics have all proposed several theories regarding the dark presence, from a demonic entity to a manifestation of trauma, some even suggesting a force guarding the inn with neither good nor bad intentions. But for those who have faced the dark presence, the experience leaves a lasting impact, an unshakable sense of terror that lingers long after leaving the ancient Ram Inn. It's as though the entity's gaze penetrates not just the body, but the soul itself. A chilling reminder that some forces are quite literally beyond our comprehension. In the words of one guest, "I thought I didn't believe in ghosts until I spent the night there. What I saw wasn't just a shadow. This something was alive. It was something watching me. I don't think I'll ever be the same. But looking around this dark realm would not be complete without taking a look at what's regarded as the most terrifying place within the inn, the witch's room. The spirit that roams this room is to believe to be that of that young woman, a victim of England's brutal witch hunts during the 16th and 17th centuries. As we touched on earlier, a woman sought sanctuary within the inn after being accused of witchcraft. Knowing the inn had harboured people who were on the run, she tried her luck, and she was lucky, for a very short amount of time. Someone very quickly informed the mob who were searching for her, and she was captured, dragged from the inn, and reportedly burned alive on the grounds where the inn now stands. Some variations of the tale suggest her execution was actually part of a broader ritualistic practice, with her death intended to purge that land of evil. However, the inn, even at that point, had been around for hundreds of years, and maybe ironically, this execution kicked open the door to allow what had previously been a trickle of negativity to become a raging torrent, specifically if above two converging ley lines. Perhaps it was this very act which brought about the dark presence. Going further, perhaps the people who have theorized the dark presence is a protector may have hit the nail on the head. If these forever eternal beings have the abilities to use these ley lines to gather energy, etc., and they witness a tribe of a species such as humans basically executing one of their own for no reason, perhaps they took it upon themselves to send the dark presence to torture those humans. And once there, maybe the dark presence stuck around. And when something or someone triggers him, he instinctively, or she, or they, or it, instinctively believes this person could be a threat to another one of its own kind, it decides to pay a visit to make sure that does not happen. We touched briefly in the Lepp Castle episode about how time may be completely irrelevant to some entity that was never born. But I digress. Back to the witch's room. Her spirit, bound to the place by her betrayal and death, is said to have never left. Guests who have spent the night in the witch's room report hearing a faint, disembodied voice. Soft whispers that seem to come from the walls or hover just behind their ears. One guest described hearing a woman's voice repeating a single chilling phrase.
Save me.
Paranormal investigators have caught similar whispers during EVP sessions. These recordings, when analysed, revealed words like help, burn, cold, all spoken in a tone of despair. Visitors frequently describe a palpable presence in the witch's room, as though someone had stood nearby, watching them. The air grows thick and heavy, and an unexplained chill often descends upon the room, even during the height of summer. One particularly unsettling account came from a couple who stayed in the room overnight. The woman awoke in the dead of night to see a shadowy figure crouched in the corner of the room, its head bowed as though weeping. When she reached for her partner, the figure vanished, but she left behind an inexplicable scent of burning flesh, one that lingered until dawn. The haunting of the witch's room has given rise to numerous theories about the nature of her spirit and her connection to the inn. Some say she's a residual haunting, i.e. the traumatic energy of her death has imprinted itself onto the surroundings. Others argue that the witch's ghost is an intelligent entity, sentient, aware of the living and actively attempting to communicate. Her cries for help, caught in EVPs, do suggest a spirit trapped in perpetual torment, seeking release or justice from the wrongs that were inflicted on her. And still others believe it's due to none of that. It's down to the tainted ground. Given the inn's location on ancient ley lines and a pagan burial site. Some believe the witch's execution may have inadvertently awakened or empowered darker forces. Her spirit, rather than finding peace, may have been bound to the land as part of an unintentional ritual. Her suffering feeding the malevolent energy that permeates the inn. Many believe that the witch's spirit serves as a warning, a reminder of the consequences of fear, superstition, and violence. Her story, though tragic, has become a focal point of the ancient Ram Inn's chilling legacy, drawing those who seek to understand the supernatural, and drawing out those brave enough to try and confront it. In the words of one investigator, you can feel her pain here. It's not just a ghost story. It's a cry for help that echoes through time. So for those who dare to enter the witch's room, take heed. The whispers may not be for everyone, but if you listen closely, you just may hear her voice calling out to you. A voice from centuries ago that refuses to be silenced. Obviously, the ancient Ram Inn accepts residents or guests. And if you or someone you know has ever been to the ancient Ram Inn and experienced something, don't hesitate to let me know. Contact at thedarkparanormal.com. Don't forget, our Patreons would have got this episode on Friday, ad-free, because they receive everything on our main feed, both early and ad-free, including debuts and finales of seasons, and can also gain access to the entire back catalogue of over 70 hours of Patreon-only podcasts in Dark Bites. So if that's for you, head over to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. I'll speak to you next on Wednesday for our next Listener Dark minisode. And until we step foot into another dark realm, remember, please stay safe and take care.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.